Brown bear, brown bear, what do you see?
I see a red bird, a green frog, and a new government program. Today, President Obama unveiled an initiative aimed at getting more books to low-income children. From the NPR Ed team, Corey Turner reports.
Let's start with the president, earlier today, telling kids at the Anacostia Library in Washington, D.C., just how old he is.
There was something called the Hardy Boys back in the day. I know you guys don't read that probably anymore, but...
Their response? A few laughs, mostly crickets. Like after Obama professed his love for Treasure Island, the student moderator took pity on him.
To make you feel younger, my best friend read Treasure Island.
Well, that does make me feel better.
In addition to sharing his early reading list, Obama also unveiled a plan to make over $250 million worth of e-books available to young, low-income readers for free. The effort will work through a new app being developed by the New York Public Library that has the buy-in of major publishers.
Children should not be unable to get reading materials because their parents don't have money.
Carolyn Reedy is president and CEO of Simon & Schuster, which has offered to make available all of its titles for kids from 4 to 14. Candlewick Press, which publishes the popular Judy Moody series, is also opening its catalog, says CEO Karen Lotz.
We really, really care about getting books to all kids, kids who can't afford them, kids who are in rural areas and not near bookstores.
If there's a fly in the ointment here, it's one little letter, E. Publishers aren't giving kids a quarter of $1 billion worth of free books. They're free e-books, which require two things: a good internet connection, at least at school, if not at home, and, says Reedy of Simon & Schuster,
they do, however, need to get machines in all these schools, which we can't help them with.
According to the Census Bureau, in 2013, nearly 40% of households that earned less than $25,000 a year did not have a computer. 40%, and less than half had an internet subscription. The Obama administration can't simply give a computer or tablet to every kid who wants to read an e-book, but it has made it a priority to get broadband into just about every public school and library by 2018. Megan Smith, the nation's chief technology officer, says that's key.
Really leveraging the libraries as a third place, if families don't have access to devices at home, the children can get to the library, and getting that habit.
To help make that happen, the White House is also running a program in more than 30 cities and counties to give every student a library card. As for the ebook titles that'll be available through the new program, it's a growing list that includes Dr. Seuss, Twilight, and of course, Brown Bear, What Do You See? I See a Blue Horse, a Purple Cat, and Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.